Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
So, if you had a turtle call your best friend, or even your average friend, do you think that would put a smile on their face? You did not mishear me. I said turtle, as in the slow-moving reptile that once raced a rabbit, right? The tortoise and the hare thing? Yeah. So, turtlecalls.com says that if you want to put a smile on somebody's face, all you need to do is have a turtle give them a call. And for the low, low price of just $2, that turtle will make the call for you. They'll leave a message if nobody picks up. For $10, they'll try 3 times before leaving a message. And for $20, you can schedule the time the call takes place, and the turtle will make the phone call at the designated time. We came across this and we thought, this is all a little bit weird. A turtle phoning somebody to brighten their day. And how does a turtle sound anyway? So I guess because producer Paulie and I decided to blow the long distance budget this morning, we already called Dierks Bentley to find out if the number that he tweeted last night, which is still up on Dierks' Twitter page, by the way, was legit. It is, so you can call it if you want to, but we already did that this morning. So we thought, you know what? Let's give the turtle call guy a call and find out if this really does brighten our day. So the first question I have for you, Mr. Turtle, is why on earth you would want to talk to a country radio station?
I'm a big fan of country music, and I was hoping that maybe you could, you know, just have a discussion with me about different kinds of country music that I could listen to today.
Yeah, there are all kinds of country music that you can listen to today. In fact, there's this new artist, Chris Stapleton, that we really like, but I'm not sure if he appeals to reptiles.
Well, you know, I have pretty discerning taste. Maybe you could sing me a little bit of one of his songs, and then I could tell you, like, on a scale of 1 to 14 or 1 to 27, what I think of him.
Those are interesting numbers. Why would you choose numbers like that?
Why would I not choose numbers like that? I mean, if I were to say 1 to 10, which is probably what you were expecting, I mean, is it that a bit cliché?
That's a very good point by you, Mr. Turtle.
What is that cackling in the background? What is that?
This is a producer on the radio program. He's here like a laugh track, usually. And if he finds something amusing, he laughs at it, which he does a lot when I'm around.
He sounds like somebody is tickling him.
Sometimes we think there might be somebody under the desk on his side of the studio.
What if you did go tickle him right now? I mean, what would he do?
You know what? I think we have policies against that here. I should go try it. I should really try that.
Oh, my God. The lawyers ruin everything, don't they?
They certainly do. Well, listen, I've been curious since I heard about the turtle life, how it is you spend your days.
You know, pretty much doing this, and then I also play with a lot of Star Wars Legos, and that's pretty much it.
Star Wars Lego is the biggest thing right now. Everybody's got some.
Do you?
I don't have any. I had them when I was a kid. I don't play with them anymore. I'm too busy.
You should go get some. You could be doing that right now, couldn't you? I mean, you could just be putting together a little Han Solo figure while you're talking to people.
That's true. And while we're playing the music, we could be building some Lego, Star Wars Lego.
Yes, and you could throw them at that other guy, and then he would cackle when they hit them in his forehead.
I like that idea. So I could either tickle the producer or throw Star Wars Lego at him.
Pretty much the entire goal of your day should be to interact with the producer in ways that make him laugh.
So, out of curiosity, Turtle, have you got any more races scheduled against the hare, or have you retired as the champion?
Oh, I pulled my ACL last week, so for now, I'm on the shelf. But that's all right. I picked up some coaching gigs, so I'm helping other turtles to, you know, execute their fast races.
I want you to know that that was not a laugh at you. I was actually tickling the producer that time, just so you know.
Oh, my God, I love it. I'm picturing it in my head, and I've rated it a 14 on a scale of, I don't know, 1 to 20.
Mr. Turtle, we really appreciate the call today. Have a great day.
You too. I love you.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.